Now we'd like to hear from our older girls. This is going from 9 years old to 15 years old. And Sister Mary is the head counselor. She's been working with these girls on this side for a few days. And so come and share. God bless you, Sister Mary.
Right. Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
We in the village have the theme of fear not. I was looking at the world today, and there's just so many people shouting at these girls. There's so many opinions that people have that they are almost pushing on these girls. There is so many voices that are telling these girls what they can do, what they have the right to do, what they should do. And then there's somebody right here that is whispering into their hearts, into their lives, and into their souls. And if I was their age and had all of that pressure, I think I would be just like you. I might be afraid. Because God is not alive in the general population in some places. He's very alive right here. But they even say that God might be dead. But he's not dead here. And so we have the opportunity, this short time, this 10 days, to talk about what God says in his word when he says, fear not, don't be afraid. And we're learning from Isaiah 43, which starts, fear not, for I have redeemed you. Don't we all start in the same box, guys? We have to be redeemed. We have to be saved not only from ourselves, but from the pressures around us. So we're learning to fear not, and we're learning what God says about that. And I want to thank everyone who has prayed or is praying or who has continued to pray for Pilgrim Camp. Because when we arrived, when all these girls came, and we got into our first meeting, guess what we noticed? We noticed God was here. We noticed his presence was there, speaking to my heart, speaking to their heart. And we had an opportunity. We teach. We have a time of teaching. We sing. We memorize. And then we have a time. And I like to do this. Not everybody, this isn't your style. It's okay. But I like to teach the girls that you can sit quietly and we can just sit in God's presence. You can speak to him out of your own heart with your own words. It isn't a contest. Nobody else knows. It's between you and God. And so sometimes we sit for 5 minutes and I have to remind us all. Okay, close your eyes. And I say to you, if you're uncomfortable with that, that's okay. Just close your eyes. Don't bother the girl next to you. And the first meeting, there were so many girls. Even after I said, it's okay if you want to go back to your bunk, but if you want to just sit in God's presence and meet with God, you can stay here. Do you know that a lot of girls stay? They're learning something valuable that they can take with them when they leave. God wants to go with them, but sometimes it's hard because of those other voices. And I'm thankful that God is working among us. So that first meeting, we got to sit in God's presence. And one of the songs we're singing talks about the mercy seat. And isn't that the place where God's presence dwells? And we're talking a little bit about that. They can have that in their lives and in their homes when they go on the bus away from here. And if you're a parent here, we could wait for your little girl to find a quiet, I even said, not this year yet, but I'm going to say it. If there isn't a quiet place in your house, because you have a lot of brothers and sisters, go in the bathroom and lock the door. Now, when that happens sometimes, somebody's not. But lock the door and say, Lord, I want to be with you for 5 minutes. And that's okay. I grew up with a lot of brothers and sisters. I have 9 brothers and 8 sisters. So, hey, I know what I'm talking about. But anyway, you can encourage your little girl or your children to find a place where they can sit and just be alone with God. It doesn't have to be long. But give them that opportunity. Anyway, I should be telling this. I'll tell you what else. We made strawberry jam, and I usually give a strawberry jam jar away to a woman, or usually a mother, but there are so many mothers in this room I love, I cannot choose. So I have to give it to one of the old people here. And he doesn't mind if I say this, because it's Brother John. We have to say
and I'm not even a mother.
But he's like a father to me. Okay, well, anyway, I just want to say that we're going to be singing a couple of songs. One is a hymn, then we'll do our memory work, and then we're going to sing a song just to finish up that says, "He knows my name. He knows your name.
Yeah.
He knows us individually." And if you would, by any chance, would just close your eyes. If you're not used to this, just don't bother the person next to you. But I would like us just to meet with God for a moment. Let's just close our eyes and let God meet us. Thank you for your time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.